Here's today's No Sweat News at 7:24. I'm going to ask you to give this one a thumbs up or a thumbs down, no matter where you are. If you're in the kitchen, the bathroom, if you're driving behind the wheel, roll down the window. It's either thumbs up or thumbs down. To celebrate National Mustard Day on Saturday, French's Mustard has just released mustard-flavored ice cream. Buh. I don't want to prejudice your decision on thumbs up or thumbs down, but... And I love mustard. Mustard is made for hot dogs and hamburgers and hot pretzels, not ice cream. Oh, my gosh. Somebody who reviewed it for a website said it actually wasn't half bad. That person needs to have part of their tongue removed so we can study it for future. Science needs to figure out what's wrong with that. The ice cream is bright yellow. I mean, that alone... Unless it tastes like banana, I don't want any part of it. Ew. Mustard-flavored ice cream. Oh, I have a real... This could poke a hole in the fabric, the very dicey fabric of society as we know it. Yeah, what do you want there? 37 flavored? Yeah, add that... I'll take a scoop of mint chocolate chip and a scoop of mustard. Ow. I just want to vomit. That's bad news. Thumbs down, am I right? Yeah. All right. Dateline your stoner. The closet in your next door neighbor's house, basically. I'm not sure I needed to know this research. And I can't say I'm surprised, but story number two now reveals that licking a toilet seat or a dumpster is more sanitary than hitting a bong. Researchers have found that bongs are filthy. Well, duh. I mean, I think I'd rather eat mustard-flavored ice cream than... Researchers found the average bong they tested had 1,300 more bacteria than a dog food bowl, had 90% more bacteria than a garden. I don't know. Instead of a house cleaner, have someone clean the bong. Hey, maybe that's a service for whenever legalized weed comes through. Carl Kraft, bong cleaner. Come up with business cards, the whole bit. The bong is dirty. What do you want me to tell you? And now, Dateline South Carolina for story number three. Oh, I hope she called the karma police. I hope she did. I hope she didn't. Is it 912 for the karma police? Because I think she probably called 911. But over the weekend, a woman in Spartanburg, South Carolina, called the police because it appeared that someone had stolen a package from her front porch. She got the notification from FedEx that it was there. When she got home, it wasn't there. So she ring-a-ding-dinged up the 911. And the karma police said, yes, what is your emergency? And she said, well, I had a package stolen from my front porch. And they said, well, that's not particularly an emergency. And she said, oh, yeah, guess what was in it? And they said, what was in it? She had ordered 9 tarantulas. And that's what was in the package. I don't know if the police have any suspects so far, but I suppose they could just wait until they see someone running down the street screaming because they just opened a box full of 9 tarantulas. Wow. Karma police 1, porch pirate 0. That's the No Sweat News. How'd you like to be that dude? They get the package in the car and they look around making sure no one's there and they're opening it while they're looking around. Next thing you know, there's tarantulas all over their car. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, No Sweat News quiz. We're giving away tickets for Bryan Adams' Billy Idol tomorrow morning, a little after 7 a.m. Here's how it works. I read you 4 stories on the air. 3 were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'm going to make up later on today, a little after 420. And if you can spot that made-up story, you got a great shot at winning the tickets to study up for tomorrow's quiz. Show. When was the last time Billy Idol came through? Or when was the last time Bryan Adams came through with Billy Idol opening up? Make sure you're tuned in tomorrow. If you want to study up, hit the podcast section of WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.